I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Americans already divided over the upcoming presidential elections are now reacting to news that staunch liberal U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has died. In a statement, the court said Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died this evening, surrounded by her family at her home in Washington, D.C., due to complications of pancreatic cancer. U.S. President Donald Trump, with reporters after a campaign rally in Minnesota, did pay tribute to Ginsburg.
She led an amazing life. What else can you say? She was an amazing woman. Whether you agreed or not, she was an amazing woman who led an amazing life.
Still, the discussions by professional social media and armchair pundits quickly turned to whether President Trump will tip the court even more conservative with a nominee of his own and whether the U.S. Senate will confirm her. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
When Antonin Scalia died during the 2016 race, President Obama nominated Merrick Garland for Scalia's seat and hopefully look to the GOP-led Senate.
I hope they're fair.
The very next day,
the Senate will not confirm this nominee.
John Cornyn and fellow Republicans did not even give Garland a hearing, saying the next president should get to make the pick. This year, though, GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says the full Senate will vote on a Trump high court nominee. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And calling Ginsburg a beloved figure, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden told reporters in Wilmington, Delaware, that there is no doubt that the voters should pick the president and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump again touted progress on a coronavirus vaccine Friday, telling a new news conference that as soon as a vaccine is approved, widespread distribution will begin immediately. Speaking in the White House, the president said distribution would begin within 24 hours after notice, adding that he expects to have enough vaccines available for everyone by April. As of now, several trials are underway around the world, but a safe and effective vaccine has not been produced. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said a viable vaccine might not be ready until the middle of next year. There are more than 950,000 confirmed deaths globally resulting from COVID-19 and more than 30.4 million confirmed infections globally. Israel has entered a second nationwide lockdown as the onset of the Jewish High Holy Day season. Residents have been told to mostly stay at home for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, traditionally seen as a time for families together. The country's initial lockdowns was imposed in late March and eased in May as new coronavirus cases tapered off, reaching low single-digit numbers. But in the past week, new cases have reached daily highs of over 5,000. Israeli leaders now acknowledge that they lifted measures too soon. The UN's top human rights body on Friday passed a resolution backed by the European Union, quickly seeking an enhanced scrutiny of alleged violations in Belarus by authorities under President Alexander Lukashenko. The Human Rights Council voted 23-2 and with 22 abstentions on the resolution. It calls on the UN Human Rights Chief to look into the situation of the rights in the former Soviet Republic and report back by the end of the year. The 47-member body rejected 17 amendments that had sought to alter the language. The vote followed a dramatic, urgent debate in which Belarus and backers like China, Russia, and Venezuela sought to muzzle speakers like a former English teacher who placed second to Lukashenko and the country's disputed presidential election just last month. The Netherlands launched a bid Friday to hold Syria responsible under international law for gross human rights violations. The Dutch said that they decided to take action after an attempt to refer the situation in Syria to the International Criminal Court, and it was vetoed in the UN Security Council. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.